Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
We didn't really come back to it after he left the studio, but we all agreed in studio that Aiden Turner, who came in this morning to surprise Abby, is the most striking man I've ever seen in my life.
Surprise is an interesting choice of words. Ambush.
There you go.
Shock.
Yeah.
And then there was delight, because that is the most beautiful man I've ever seen in person.
That's crazy.
No Seriously. One should have a face that symmetrical.
Like, can we try to?
It was very symmetrical.
So, and the jawline.
Yeah.
I get why he was on daytime soap opera television. Like, he has the face for it.
Crazy good looking and tall, and he's got that accent. Mm. What do you think's wrong with him, huh?
There's
got to be something. In the balance of life, God never makes something that perfect. So, what do you got?
Smell good, too. I don't know what cologne he was wearing, but, yeah, I got nothing.
He's got a battle with other Aiden Turner for the rest of his life.
Yeah, the lesser Aiden Turner.
When you search Aiden Turner, he doesn't come up first. That's about all you got.
What?
Yeah, the other guy comes up.
Really?
When you have a face that, when your face is that perfect, you need to be humbled every now and then.
That's fair.
And I think that's what it is. I think that is the balance of life.
You can't have it all.
You can't have it all.
I feel like I should.
There you go. Thank you.
I feel like I want to help him out with an SEO. He should be the first Aiden Turner to be. When you Google his name, he should be the first.
Wait, what's Google's number so we can call him up and complain?
Well, we can pay for some advertising for him to bump him up there. Okay. You want to explain who he is and why he was in here, Abby? Because it was really all about you.
Yeah, so we're doing this bit on air where we're all fighting for a paid week off of work. And the thing is, everybody in studio and everyone on the staff has to get celebrities to call in. And basically, whoever gets the most famous person to call in on their behalf will get a week off of work, and that celebrity will also get $1,000 to donate to a charity of their choice. And so Aiden Turner of was it Days of Our Lives? Mm-hmm. Of Days of Our Lives, and I believe
All
The Hobbit
children.
As well.
All My Children.
And All My Children. He calls in, and he has the same name as the lead actor of two of my favorite shows of all time. These are two shows I'm obsessed with. It's called Rivals, and there's another one called Poldark. So when he said Aiden Turner is calling in, I was like, oh my God, it's Aiden Turner!
And keep in mind, we don't know who's calling in. So when Abby started in on, we didn't know. We couldn't prep for it. That's the beauty of this.
It was a total shock. And I was like, how niche and random. Because even though both Aiden Turners are major deals in this field, you know, there's certain names like Ben Affleck or whatever that you immediately recognize. I was like, I know Aiden Turner. I've watched him on all these shows. And then he listed off his resume. I'm like, ah, yes, this is not the Aiden Turner I thought it was. And he was such a good sport, and y'all ambushed me today when he came in to talk to me face to face.
So if you missed the video, or you missed the first time it happened, or you missed it this morning, you can catch up on our podcast, and you can listen to that on demand on any podcasting platform.
And when you do look him up, he does come up first if you spell his name correctly. One is A-I-D-A-N, and ours, I believe, is E-N.
Ours.
That's our Aiden. Got it.
I'm very proud that he's our Aiden Turner. That's a good face team to have.
Yes, for sure.
That is a good face card, man.
I feel like at our next billboard that we should put his face where mine is. We get so many more listeners. I'd be totally down with it.
But then when they watch the YouTube videos and the Facebook videos,
we could just say
they're
gonna
be so disappointed.
It's a bad camera angle. That's all.
It's like when you're using a photo from 15 years ago on Tinder, and then you show up on the date and you're like, who are you?
I don't care. We just got to get them to the table. They can be disappointed visually. I don't care. But so long as they're listening, that's what we got to go for. So you can see Abby's surprise when we bring him in at theburtshow.com.
I want to give her props. You handled it like a champ, man. You really did.
It was the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to me. When people ask you, what's your embarrassing moment today and yesterday?
All right. I thought that handless Post Malone was in here a couple of weeks ago. That's way worse than what you went through, okay?
For sure.
Oh, yes, it is.
All right, today we're going to hook you up with Follow-Up Friday. We're looking back at past things that happened on The Burt Show and giving you guys some closure.
All right, so Samantha discovered her RV neighbors were swingers after hearing multiple voices coming from their RV at night. And the next morning, her neighbors weren't embarrassed and confirmed there was a whole swinger RV underworld. The neighbors later invited Samantha and her husband to join, quote unquote, the club, but she wasn't interested. But her husband seemed way too into the idea, so Samantha wanted to test her husband with our War of the Roses. He chose the Pineapple Express choo-choo arrangement, and he sent it to both their neighbors with a note saying, looking forward to this weekend. I'm working on her. I think I could talk her into it. Samantha was furious he was discussing this behind her back, so we suggested she immediately confront her husband. What did she do?
And the update reads, hey, Burt Show. I confronted my husband about the fruit arrangement he sent to our neighbors. He was totally caught off guard when I knew about the whole thing. At first, he tried to play it cool, saying he was just curious about their lifestyle. But when I told him about the note where he said he was working on me, he finally came clean. Turns out he'd been texting with the neighbors for weeks about this. He admitted he got carried away with the excitement and attention, but swears nothing physical happened. I told him straight up, I am not interested in sharing my husband. To be honest, I don't fully trust him anymore. How could I?
Yeah.
He was planning this whole thing behind my back while pretending everything was normal. He says he understands how badly he messed up and is, quote unquote, committed to earning my trust back.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if his actions match his promises. For now, I'm keeping a close eye on his phone and who he's talking to. Thanks for helping me catch this before things went further. Still married for now, but with firm boundaries in place.
God, it's right in the same neighborhood. Like, it's the trailer right next door, man.
He's got work to do.
Yes.
All right, so I want to encourage everybody to go to the Burt Show Facebook page, theburtshow.com. Facebook.com/TheBurtShow. Our bunny cam is going to be live for a little while longer. Jimmy is in the lobby. He's about to meet the bunnies.
Okay.
Ooh, he's on deck.
Jimmy has entered the building.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.